Well, Cyril Ramaphosa, the deputy president, has been speaking tough today. Is not keeping quiet any longer about the ongoing Gupta leaks and all the revelations associated with that scandal. He has said South African taxpayers did fund that Gupta wedding, and that money could have been used for something else, and it needs to be returned.
We cannot turn a blind eye to these revelations, nor can we keep quiet. I heard accusations that the SACP and particularly the General Secretary had kept quiet on a number of other allegations that have been made. And I heard on television Comrade Blade and Zimande responding to that. We cannot keep quiet. We cannot, under the weight of ever more disclosures, become numbed to what this means for the country, for our people, and the National Democratic Revolution. We now know without any shred of uncertainty that billions of rands of public resources have been diverted into the pockets of a few. We also know that we, as taxpayers in this country, also paid for a lavish wedding that took place in Sun City. We also know that these are resources that rightly belong to the people of South Africa. These are resources with which we were meant to build schools, we were meant to build houses, we were meant to build clinics. These are resources with which we were meant to support emerging farmers, small businesses, and cooperatives. These are resources that we that could have been used to fund higher education for the poor and to improve the quality of health in our country. Instead, they've been diverted into other people's pockets and companies, state resources. Should we remain quiet when all this happens? No, we cannot.
No, we cannot indeed. But the point is, no, we haven't. Where have you been, Deputy President? We haven't been quiet. We've been reporting on these things. They have made front pages. They have been talked about on this radio station. They have been featured on television repeatedly. Scandal after scandal after scandal. People have been tweeting about these things. We have been saying, where have you been? So as much as Cyril Ramaphosa is now wanting to style himself as a unifier, the leader with gravitas, with morality, separating himself from the scandals around state capture, do you believe him? Because where has he been? Professor Mcebisi Ndletyana, duh, as Julius Malema once said.
Hello.
Hello. Here. I'm saying, as Julius Malema once said, duh, these things have been out there.
Well, they have been out there. Fortunately for Cyril Ramaphosa, he has not been implicated in all this malfeasance. And really, this is the only way that the ANC can save itself, is to act hard against corruption, because that's one thing that has been bringing it down.
Is it part of the dance? In other words, in the lead up to December and the elective Congress, is it part of the dance that, you know, people basically state their positions? So is this sort of a salvo to the other side to say that if you don't come to the party, if you don't compromise, things could go really bad with you? So are we going to see at some point a kind of meeting in the middle, or are the gloves off?
Well, Cyril Ramaphosa has to build a platform for himself. He has to stand for something. And ethical leadership and anti-corruption champion seems to be the platform that he has chosen. So he has to stick to that. It would be unwise of him to join forces with the other faction, because they represent everything that is bad about the ANC. They're a patronage faction. They stand for bad politics, racist rhetoric, populism, demagoguery. So if Cyril were to join forces with them in some kind of a compromised leadership slate, then he can't distinguish himself as a agent of renewal of the ANC. You know, so he needs to have a firm message. Most importantly, the ANC needs to have a firm message, a fair, clean message that breaks with what has been happening in the last 3 years. And they need to do that immediately. They need to act on these allegations immediately to build a base for their campaign election message, which should be renewal and ethical leadership. If they delay doing that, next year is a short year, because that's when they should be doing something, building the base for election message. It's really urgent that they start doing something. In fact, not waiting for the December conference.
Well, the question that it then raises is, isn't it a little too little, too late? Particularly because, as you say, if he's going to stake his credibility on this anti-corruption stance, people are going to expect his faction, if they win, to actually deliver on the promises, on the tough talk we are hearing. And the question around that becomes, well, if he's as tough as he's now claiming to be, why has he been quiet all this time?
Well, you need to build an alliance, especially if you are an ANC politician. There are different constituencies that you need to stitch up together. I think he was working on that, working for the right moment. I think in terms of ANC processes, he's picked pretty much at the right time, because you have all these leaks, email leaks happening, which are also helping his campaign, right? The worry for me is that is that message coming up at the right time to win 2019 elections, as I said earlier. If they have to build a credible campaign around Cyril, then they have to do it now. They have to have a probe now, prosecute culprits and recover stolen money. But if they wait for January, February next year, I'm afraid there might not be enough time left, especially to fight an election that is likely to happen in May 2019.
Will his 14 months
is not a good time.
Will his message resonate with the rank and file ANC members, particularly, of course, those representatives of branches who will be voting in December?
If the recent policy conference is anything to go by, I think the message of ethical politics is beginning to resonate with the rank and file. The majority of them rejected populism. They are calling for integrity within the organization. But that's a policy conference, a gathering. It's likely to play out differently in the next 6 months, because the Premier League provinces, for instance, have seen that the tide is turning against them, and they could be quite desperate, especially because some of them are implicated in corruption. So they could resort to desperate means, which means buying, pouring more money into branches to ensure that they win the December conference. So I don't know. that's my answer to you. If ANC processes were straightforward, honest, and ethical, Cyril would run with this thing, but they are not.
Because if we're saying the momentum is shifting towards ethical politics, where does that place someone like Dr. Makosi Khoza, who's saying that not only herself, but indeed her family members are being threatened for speaking out?
I think most people, in fact, probably outside the ANC, and some within the ANC, do sympathize with her, because she's standing for a good cause. And today, Pravin Gordhan also came out saying he would follow his conscience when it comes to voting, for instance, on August 8th. So you, in as much as you do have these hostile forces against Khoza, you do have men and women of conscience who are beginning to stand up. But what happens, obviously, Bongani, on August 8th, we don't know.
All right. We indeed do not. It's a long time in politics. Even a week is a long time in politics, as they usually say. That's Professor of Political Science at the University of Johannesburg, Professor Mtlebisi Ndletyana, saying Cyril Ramaphosa is peaking at the right time. Do you?